The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Tell me what's going on.
I never thought I'd be calling you.
I hope you're going to agree with me.
Well, no, I'm sorry.
I'm not into predictions, but you want me to make a prediction?
But you're a psychologist. Do you have some advice?
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Yeah, I really didn't want to call you about this.
All right, let's answer your question and give you some good news.
Yay.
You're my second favorite Italian person.
You seem like an honest guy.
A lot of people suffer when they have to listen to me. So at least you're getting your daily dose of suffering right now.
Now, from the studios of Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio, the hometown of Mother Angelica, here's Dr. Ray.
Yeah, you've heard of the saints that can bilocate. Doing my version of that. Bilocute. Talk to two cities at once. Actually, it'd be omnilocute. Good to have you with me, Dr. Ray Guarendi. Program The Doctor Is In. I'm finding myself as I get older using less and less verbs, more and more nouns. I don't say things like, the program that you are listening to is The Doctor Is In. No, I just say, program, doctor is in. Number, instead of saying, the phone number if you would like to call is, I just say, number, 877-573-7825. 877-57 equal. Why? See, just why. I don't say, well, why would you like to call? No, just why. Up to you. No, I didn't say, see, that's up to you. I'm just, my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Elgis, would just be having a fit right now because I am doing nothing but speaking in sentence fragments. And the word, which is interesting, I find this ironic. I didn't think about this when I was 12 years old. But the word that she would put in the margins of my papers was frag, F-R-A-G, because it was a sentence fragment. You didn't speak in sentence fragments in those days. However, isn't frag kind of a fragment? It's a part of the word fragment. I don't think she noticed the irony. I don't want to call her now. I think probably let her go. Program is for you. If you have a situation or a circumstance or something that you'd like to just run by me, see what we can come up with together. A lot of times, you know, good psychologists, they get the people to come up with the solutions. But we don't have the kind of time to do that in therapy here. We can't do therapy here, but we can do some educating, do some thoughts, something to help you out a little bit. Not going to diagnose, certainly can't do professional psychology, but anything educating, it could be okay. All righty. Last announcement of this type, because it's not going to be said anymore. On Friday, I'm not going to be here. We are taping Monday, November 30th. We are taping Living Right with Dr. A, the TV show, a series of three tapings for season number 10 to be aired sometime in the upcoming months. However, because of the COVID response, I say a lot of that now too. I don't say because of COVID, I say because of the COVID response. We cannot have live audiences, which we have had in the first 9 seasons. And like so many other things in our society, all of this has been changed radically. We can have a virtual audience. Here's how we're going to do it. You, from the comfort of your own home. Sorry, just looking up. Every once in a while, I look up at the computer screen, see what's coming. From the comfort of your own home, we will send you a link, and you can click on it, and you will be in our studio audience. We have 3 large monitors in the studio where I'm going to be taping the show in Ann Arbor. I will be in the studio. You will be at home. In your bunny slippers, or your jammies, or your Afghan. Try to look okay, would ya? I can hear you. You can hear me. I can talk to you, and you can talk to me. You can respond like you were in a live audience. You can ask your questions. We've already got questions coming in. So, it is November 30th. You have 3 options. You can take 1, 2, or 3 of them. It's up to you. The show taping times will be 1:30, 4, and 6:30. All of that is Eastern time. My guests will be Al Cresta, Dr. Janet Smith, and Father Joseph Krupp. Father is from the Michigan area, and he emceed a gathering I was on, and truly one funny guy. He wrote comedy material for networks. He's a funny dude. So we'll have him there, too. If you'd like to join us, go to dray.com, drray.com, my website. I believe the way they have it set up is a /virtual. And then you can just simply enter your name closer to that date. Matter of fact, in a couple days here, you'll all get an individual email with the link that you click on for your particular time, and there you are, just like that. Nothing fancy, not hard. If I can do it, you guys can do it. I know nothing about that stuff. Click on it. You'll go right into the meeting. You will be set up. You'll be part of one of your three monitors, and we'll be absolutely delighted to have you. This is probably the last time I'm going to talk about this because coming up this weekend, I'm heading up there, and that'll be it. So, love to have you. DrRay.com/virtual. What is gratitude anyway? Back when you were allowed to have your family over for Thanksgiving, you typically probably sat around. You talked about the things you were most grateful for, and people said family and faith and friends, food, always with the F's, you know. Nobody ever mentioned my name. Not even in my own family, they didn't mention my name. I mentioned my own name a couple times just to try to prod the pump, but nothing ever happened. Do you think about gratitude on a microscopic basis? Dr. Ray, you're really not being very clear. I don't even know what you're talking about, microscopic. Let's walk through it. I get up this morning, and I woke up. Isn't that something? I woke up. Thank you, Lord. I looked out the window, and I saw a dreary gray day. But I saw it. In other words, I could see. And I heard the wind, and I heard the rain hitting my window. I heard it. I could hear. And then I was warm. Why? Because I was in bed, and I had a bed with covers on me that I could just cuddle underneath, and a mattress that was comfortable. And I had a house, and not just a 14x14 dwelling. I had a home. And I got up, and I took a shower, and the water was warm. I had a warm shower. Do you realize that most of human history, people never had such a thing as a warm shower? Rarely do I never not have a warm shower. If the water is not hot, I freak out. Ah! Then I head downstairs, and I open up the refrigerator, and there's just food all over the place in that refrigerator. Everywhere. It's loaded with food. So I get out the toaster, and I put bread in there, and there's three or four different kinds of bread. And there's just food, and then coffee. There's coffee there that I can drink. And juice. I have juice. A lot of people would never have juice. Most of human history, they didn't have juice. Much of the world doesn't have juice now. I sat down and picked up my phone. Well, there you have it. This piece of technology that I can afford. My parents never had anything like that. I can afford this. Looking at the email and some of the things coming in from people I love. For my kids. Wow. I got kids. That's really pretty special. And then this lady who was putting the coffee on because she makes it so much better than I do is my wife. And I can't imagine me having a more wonderful partner. It's not possible for me. And on and on and on. 2 days ago, I was mowing the lawn. And one of the places that I mow the lawn is very hilly. It's very high. It's hard. I mean, you got to push the mower to get up that hill, even with the self-propelled. And I remember thinking as I pushed it, dear Lord, thank you that I can push this mower up this hill. I didn't think about how hard it was. I was grateful that I could do it. And then I went in the back and I was raking up leaves. And remember rakes? Remember? Oh, I'm going to tell my kids about that. When I was a boy, we had rakes. That's the way it was. I used the blower to get them into a pile, but then I raked that pile. And I remember thinking, I'm out here and it's 55 degrees and it's a beautiful fall day. And I'm raking. That's pretty cool. You could virtually every second of your day, you could be grateful for something happening at that moment. Even the stuff that you don't like, you could be grateful for because it's attached to a blessing. Pushing a mower up a hill is not easy. But if you can do it, that means your legs work. That means you're healthy enough to do it. That means you can breathe. That means you don't have problems breathing. It just goes on and on. Any given moment, you could focus on 100 different things. I'm sitting in a studio right now, and I'm looking around me. Well, first of all, I can see it. I can see it all. I've got eyesight. You know, there's people who don't have eyesight, you know that. People who are losing their eyesight. Sitting next to me is a Diet Dr. Pepper. Well, I had enough money to buy that Dr. Pepper. I went and bought it. I didn't even think about it. Took it for granted. But if I think about it for any moment, I recognize, whoa, that's not something that most people could do in human history. I think about my age, and I think, a lot of people don't even get to this age. A lot don't get to this age. Teresa Tomeo got to this age many years ago, but that's another story. She's more grateful. She didn't. She's younger than I am. I know. Don't write me. She has her defenders. It is a training. Gratitude is like exercising. You get better at it the more you just ponder on a second-by-second basis what you could be grateful for. There's no end to it. I leave here, I go out, and I get in a car. I got a car, for heaven's sake. Now, it is a 2002 Buick. Old man's car with a bob and dog in the back. The turn signal sticks on. And I get on the interstate. 20, 25, 30, 35, and then 30, 25 as I merge. I have a car, for heaven's sake. I take that car for granted. Nice car, you know, brown, kind of like. You know why I'm grateful? Nobody would ever steal it. I don't have to worry about anybody stealing my 2002 Buick. I'm almost old enough to be part of the average driver of a Buick. Not quite. Practice. Ponder, focus, and you will just simply find endless things to be grateful for, even in the midst of the stuff that you find as adversity. When you're laying there at night and you can't fall asleep and you're getting frustrated, you could be grateful that you're under covers and you're warm and you have a mattress. And you have heat. All of that stuff. Remember the song from Holiday Inn, Bing Crosby? Count your blessings. When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. 877-573. Sorry about the clearing of the throat here. It's the pop. 877-573-7825. I would love to hear from you. And you know, if you even have any insights on gratitude, I'll take them. I'm Dr. Ray.
Solidarity HealthShare began out of the Christian tradition of neighbor helping neighbor. They're a nonprofit medical cost-sharing ministry in which their members share in each other's eligible medical expenses. Solidarity HealthShare is not insurance, but rather an alternative way to pay for medical costs that adheres to the teachings of the Catholic Church. They'll never share in a medical care that goes against their values and morals, such as abortion, contraception, and sterilization. More information available at SolidarityHealthShare.org or at 844-313-4999.
There was no single event. It was more gradual. You know, eventually you just don't go one Sunday and then you don't go two Sundays in a row. Then went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage. Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Agarendi here. Well, because of COVID constrictions, we've been forced to get creative. We are going to tape some episodes of Living Right with Dr. Ray, the TV show on EWGN, on November 30th. But they're going to be virtual, which means you can be part of the audience. We're going to have three monitors up in the studio. I'll be in the studio. I can talk to you, and you can talk to me. You can talk to the guests. They can talk to you. This will be great. Now, we're going to do it on November 30th. The times that you have as options are 1:30, 4, and 6:30. November 30th, you go to drray.com/virtual. Today, because the numbers are going up fast. We'd love to have you. We got a limit of 60. Dr. Ray, DRRAY.com/virtual to reserve your spot. We'll send you the information. Hope to see you. Dr. Ray Guarini, thanks for joining me here. Sometime back, I did some evaluations for police recruits. When you screen someone for a law enforcement position, a lot of times there's a written exam, and then there are situational questions. So I asked the one guy, I said, what would you do if you had to arrest your own mother? His answer? Call for backup. Loved it. Job's yours. If I had to arrest my Italian mother, I'd have to call in multiple cars. Diane from Bowling Green, Kentucky. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I love your accent. I love it. I'm just going to like to hear you talk, that's all. What is this? Okay. This is an interesting question. Can you flesh it out for me?
Okay. About 3 days ago, my roommate and I were waiting for time to eat. They bring our food to us here. We have no earthly idea what we're having because we can't get to the place to see. We have both been tested A positive or whatever it is. We were tested positive for the coronavirus. All right. We got the brownie. The next day we got the cherry pie. The cherry pie. I prayed for these two things.
All right. Now hold on a second here. You are quarantining yourself because you tested positive
No. I'm being quarantined, in all effect, from the governor of Kentucky. And we just got tested yesterday, and I am sure that my fiance or myself and our two best friends will be negative next.
So when you say you're quarantined by the governor, is there a lockdown in Kentucky?
There is an exorbitant lockdown. We have been in lockdown for approximately 8 days. It's 14 days. If we don't test negative, as of yesterday, we were tested. If we don't test negative, guess what? We'll probably have to do it for 14 more days.
Well, now, when you say we, are you talking the state in general, or are you talking you and your fiancé, the state?
No, the whole state and about 120 people that live here. They have told us that 8 people have it.
That live where? Are you in a facility?
It's like an assisted living place. I was told not to mention the name of it.
Okay, we don't have to mention the name.
But it's an assisted living facility.
So what they're doing is the facility is saying, okay, you all just have to stay in place because we've discovered some people that tested positive, and you prayed for a brownie and cherry pie, and you got it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I know you believe me, Dr. Ray.
Let me put it to you this way. I certainly can't say God didn't do that, but it would just seem to me like, well, maybe it'd just be better to say, dear Lord, thank you for the brownie and the cherry pie. I don't know quite how it got here, but I'm grateful anyway. So
I believe God did it. I prayed for it, Dr. Ray.
You prayed for the exact thing, a brownie and a cherry pie.
I have been waiting for the great big brownie with the little sparkles on it for weeks. And also, my very favorite dessert is cherry pie. And I pray for both of them.
Well,
I'm not joking.
Well, if it makes you feel, I shouldn't say feel. I hate when I say that.
Uh-huh,
if you're thinking better about, dear Lord, thank you, I appreciate so much what you've done, then that's good coming out of it. But on the other hand, you better watch there, because you don't want to bulk up too much with that pie and brownies. You know what I mean?
All right. Okay.
Alrighty, sweetheart.
I've been Catholic for 12 years, and I never had seen nothing like that. I promise.
Well, alrighty. Hey, who am I to say God didn't do it that way?
Yeah.
How do I know? So why don't you pray let's see what else you could pray for. No, you can't put out a fleece and test God. You don't want to do that. All right, Diane, thank you for the call, honey. All right, be
All right,
well.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you.
You're welcome. Anthony. Anthony is in. That's what it says right there. No, that's Indiana. Oh, okay. He's got a double whammy in his situation. One is an adolescent daughter. That's a whammy in and of itself sometimes. And then, he doesn't have custody of her. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Hello. How are you, Dr. Ray?
Okay. You got your daughter's mother kind of poisoning her against you?
Yes, I think the term is parental alienation, all of which is totally false, and it's going to take some litigation, but it is in a very liberal state, Springfield, Illinois, and I'm a conservative myself, but nonetheless, I'm male, and it's just you can understand the problems that will come there. So I can't afford a proper representation, but I'm going to do it myself. So in the meanwhile, I guess my question to you is, my daughter is 12. What message or how should I handle? Because I've heard of some fathers pushing their daughters away because they don't know who to believe. How do you think I should approach this as it pertains to her? There is a visitation order that mom is violating, but I have to litigate that as well. But what do you recommend? How do I moving forward?
Well, that was the key question. That was what I was getting ready to ask, which is, does your daughter come to visit you? And you're saying no.
No,
is that right?
Mom violates the visitation order. And unfortunately, at the time I could afford, I had legal representation, which was not sufficient. That's the nice way to say it. And the judge at the time totally, mom was held in contempt, or at least my attorney filed it, but the judge totally did not even address it. She just dismissed it, even though there was documentation to the effect that she violated, like I said, that being me being represented insufficiently, and maybe there was some bias on the court's part as
All right.
well. But hey,
stay there. I'll pick this up on the other side if I can, Anthony. This is Dr. Ray. The number, if you'd like to get in the pre-Thanksgiving line, 877-573. 7825. Love to hear from you. 877-57-EQUAL is the number.
Father Benedict Groeschel.
I'm operating on the gifts of the Holy Spirit when I don't feel well, even when I'm annoyed, when I'm down and out. During my recovery from an automobile accident, immense numbers of people wrote to me and sent me emails, 50,000. And they told me how helpful they thought my talks on EWTN were to them. I'm delighted, but I want you to know I'm nobody's fool. The talks that were helpful, the sentences that were helpful, the phrases that were helpful came from the Holy Spirit. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Styrofoam packaging came from me. I did that. And Styrofoam doesn't amount to very much.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
Hi, I'm Al Cresta. Over the last 50 years, we've had some of the greatest popes since the Reformation era. So why are things such a mess in American Catholicism? How do we analyze and confront the attacks we're facing? How do we identify wolves in sheep's clothing? How do we re-evangelize the baptized? Dr. Ralph Martin makes sense of a church in crisis and shows pathways forward. He'll make sense of a disordered world. Go to AveMariaRadio.net and you'll find it in our online bookstore.
Call to Communion.
Through EWTN Radio, we talk to audiences all over the world. One thing I've found out is everybody in the whole world has the same set of questions. They live the same human life. They all want meaning. They all want love. They all want significance. They want forgiveness. That's the most fascinating thing to me. The same answers work wherever you are throughout the world, because we're all children of God.
Called to Communion with Dr. David Anders, this afternoon, 2 Eastern, on EWTN Radio.
Dr. Ray Grandy here on The Doctor Is In, Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock Eastern Time on these 400-plus EWTN Global Catholic Radio affiliates as they work in conjunction with Ave Maria Radio Communications. My producer man, Andrew Kruczek, over there in Ann Arbor, and Eric Dumont, the first-line call screamer. Talking to Anthony, summarized before the break, here's what was going down. His 12-year-old daughter hasn't come to visit him. It's a split marriage situation. He feels pretty much that mother's doing everything she can to talk the daughter into thinking her father is just downright evil. He's tried, because when the first time around they refused to visit, which you can't do. If there's a court order for visitation, you got to follow it. So she was in contempt of court, mother was. And Anthony said he didn't have good representation that first time around. He's trying to get it now, but he's going to represent himself because he just can't afford an attorney. Anthony, you still there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
You got two levels to this. One, I would strongly suggest that you find some organization near you, some legal organization, get some referrals that will do pro bono work. There are those that are there for dads who are being shut out of their kids' lives. That's the first thing. The second thing is it something where the daughter absolutely either she refuses or her mother won't let her?
It's at this point, it's mom is not allowing her. For example, I bought my daughter a phone for us just to, mom was not answering her phone. So I bought my daughter a phone just for us to communicate, but somehow magically the phone got destroyed. So I'm back at where I have to, that's something that I have to bring up in court as well, because, just the damage to it didn't seem the way the damage to the phone did not fit. The story that I was given.
You mean you saw the tire tracks? You saw the tire tracks across the phone?
There were no tire tracks across the phone, and that's what I was told, that it was ran over by a car, and it just didn't fit.
My friend, I don't know what to tell you because you're in a legal conundrum. It's a situation where somehow, some way, you got to find how to assert your legal rights. The other thing is, if you can find some way to communicate with your daughter, just to let her know you're still there, you still love her, and you can't wait till you can see her again, so that her mother can't say, your dad doesn't want to see you. Look at him. He won't even contact you. Look at him. It's been, how long has it been? 4 months now? Is that a father who cares? That's not a father who cares. So you don't, if at all possible, you got to find a way to take that club away from her. If you could do it, I don't know how you do it. Maybe you know someone who sees your daughter and they could just say, hey, your dad says hi. And then he tells you how much he loves you and how much he misses seeing you. Something like that would go a long way, Anthony. I would suggest you figure out a way, if you can, my friend, because you're not able in any way to talk to your daughter. This is just sad when parents do this to the other parent. Sorry for you, my friend. And I know there will be some people listening who will pray for you. God bless you, Anthony.
I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Oh, for those of you listening, perhaps maybe you are on the edge of leaving the marriage for whatever the reason, and you think you just can't take the frustration or the neglect or the unhappiness or the stress or all of the things that have convinced you, I got to get out of here. Take a lesson from Anthony, because once you do go, you may find yourself facing circumstances you can do nothing about. Poor Anthony there. He's stuck. He'd love to see his daughter. And mom is essentially saying, no, you don't deserve to see her. And I'm going to control it. And I know you don't have enough money to get representation to make me obey the court order, so there. Give me about another year or two and your daughter will just hate your guts. So Anthony's got to deal with his own specific situation. But anybody listening here? And by the way, this is one of the approaches I take when people come to my office, marriage counseling, and one of them wants to leave. One of them wants to break up the marriage. The other really wants to work on this, doesn't want to split up the family. But one of them wants to leave. And I explore with them these kinds of possibilities. And they are all too real. This Anthony's case is not unusual at all. If you have a hostile marriage situation and then you split, well, that hostility is not going to go away. That spouse is still hostile toward you. And who is the main person they can use to hurt you? The children, of course. And keeping in mind that they're not going to be real fair about their perception of you. They don't want to be married to you. So they think you're terrible and awful. Why wouldn't they tell the kids you're terrible and awful? So keep in mind, you can't anticipate what in fact you could face if you leave a situation that you think is just untenable. I can't handle it. Can't deal with it anymore. It's awful. It's terrible. Gotta go. I gotta find peace and happiness somewhere else. Well, you're not jumping into a situation that is going to be sweet and smooth. You're most likely jumping into a situation that has its very, very own unpredictable future. I cannot tell you how common that is. How often people come to my office, formerly married people, and are now desperate to get their teenager, usually it's a teenager, because they get pretty independent-minded about the situation, that get the teenager to reconnect with them because the teenager doesn't want to. Sometimes they don't deliberately defy court order. Well, that sounds like the case with Anthony's daughter's mother. They subtly defy it. Oh, yeah, she couldn't come this weekend. She had that soccer. No, it was soccer finals. She couldn't come. No, there's a test. She got a test. She's going to be studying all weekend. Yeah, she started studying Friday night at 6, and she's going to study for 54 hours straight. Yeah, she'll go to the bathroom maybe for half an hour, and then I'll give her some food, peanut butter jelly sandwich. But she's pretty much going to study for 56 hours. That kind of stuff happens all the time. And so what do you do? Well, okay, she visits sometimes, but other times she doesn't. And you let it go because you don't want to create conflicts. But you're stuck. So keep that in mind. 877-573-7825 is the number to call to get onto the program. And when we get back, because this music is starting here right now, love when I look over to this clock and it's right dead on starting. And then when we come back to you. Thanks for joining me.
This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A Fort Worth area pastor is being roasted on social media for telling some in his parish school community, you are not to celebrate the fact that a pro-abortionist is close to being elected president. You can do that in your own realm. His bishop, Michael Olson, is backing him up. Some U.S. bishops are apparently resigned to inevitable changes in White House leadership and placating or ignoring moral problems. Meanwhile, other bishops are developing plans to make Catholic teaching on abortion clear for those seeking to practice Catholic faith. In a case certainly headed to the U.S. Supreme Court, the Fifth Circuit reversed a lower court and is allowing Texas and Louisiana to defund Planned Parenthood in Medicaid funding. The Associated Press says judges appointed by President Trump broke a tie from a previous ruling in the case. This is Life News Radio.
Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? If you could ask babies whose numbers are greatly reduced by abortion, they'd say the persecution has begun. Pray, and maybe even give up some food to bring a culture of life.
In other headlines, Facebook now admits suppressing or censoring pro-life conservative information during the election and has labeled that news election misinformation. And Christian leaders are asking Americans to pay attention to January's special U.S. Senate election in Georgia. The election not only tells which partisans control the U.S. Senate, but pits two pro-life candidates against an abortion-friendly Christian pastor and an ardent opponent of pro-life legislation in Georgia. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.
I majored undergraduate psychology, and that basically psychology, you learn about rats and you learn about dreams. I mean, my professors were obsessed with rats and dreams. I once spent an entire semester training a rat to punch little buttons in a certain sequence. And then I trained my roommate to do the same thing. The rat learned quicker. If you like rats or dreams, or if you dream about rats, you should consider majoring in psychology. You really should. Mm-hmm. We had a request. We had just a suggestion by Daniel from Seattle. Said, tell that last caller to pray the rosary. I assume, and not always totally correctly, that my callers do pray. I mean, they're in situations that are challenging for them. I would expect they would pray. So for me to say, I mean, maybe in this case, Daniel didn't. And that would have been one of those cases where I could ask, Daniel, what are you doing about praying on this? Or not, I'm sorry, not Daniel. Our previous caller, Daniel, was the suggestion. So, Daniel, that's a good suggestion. Sally from Texas was caught up in a situation similar to Anthony's. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Hi, Dr. Ray.
Thanks for calling.
Dr. Ray, I just called because you were talking to Anthony, and it is so, everything you said was right on. I was in an abusive relationship, and I stayed in it for 28 years because of the same very thing you were talking about. I was worried about my children. And I ended up going to a battered women's shelter, and I took my child with me. And I didn't want anything out of the marriage. I didn't ask for anything financially. Really, all I wanted was my child. And, yes, I did want peace. And I was very afraid at the time. And I didn't get my child. My husband got custody of him, and I haven't seen him in over 6 years. And it is really a horrible price you pay. When you said you talked to these couples and you let them know everything that could happen, and you were right on. It does happen. And I was just kind of following up to what you said to Anthony.
Sally, you said you persevered for 28 years, so that tells me that your child was older?
My child was a teenager.
Okay. So, and then so...
Well, he was a preteen. He was like 13, 14 when I left, and I took him to the battered women's shelter with me. And but he, oh my, it's a lot in it.
Okay.
But I lived out of my car for a while. I mean, it was a struggle.
So that's probably why you lost custody, because they figured you didn't have the ability at that time to provide a stable environment for your child.
I understand that. Oh my gosh. But I did the very best I could.
I'm sure you did.
And when we were at the battered woman's shelter, we had a home. It was with many other women, but we did have a home. And they had many children there, but that was a home.
Your son now, Sally, is what, probably approaching 18, correct?
Or 19.
19. Yeah. So he is able, if and when he so has the inclination, he is able to contact you, correct? Is he in another state?
I don't know where he is.
Okay. Do you know where your former husband is? Oh, we lost Sally.
Okay.
I was told that if I went back to that house, I would. They told me I would probably die, and I kind of knew that. And I had, but when you love someone, it's so much like your children.
I understand.
It's a chance you take.
Here's what I would suggest, Sally. I got to run along here. I got a pretty full board. I would suggest that somehow you try to find your son. He's an adult now, and he can make his own decisions about wanting to see his mom again, and he may want to. He may not know where you are. Check Facebook, check all the social media sites. You probably will find him. That might be my guess. And tell him that you're so very anxious just to visit with him and talk with him again and see how things are going for him. That's what I would probably try to do. Bless you, Sally. Bless you for hanging in there. Jennifer from San Antonio. We got a lot of comments here about apparently I kicked a hornet's nest. A lot of people are saying, yeah, Dr. A, that's happened to me too. Exactly. Happened to me. But I wanted to get with Jennifer because she's been waiting patiently. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello. Yes, I've been through a verbal abuse of a situation, and how would I handle it with my poor son? His dad keeps saying to him, "Well, that I'm a liar," and he gets this alienation as far as that's concerned. And I keep saying, "No, I'm not," and I have to keep pulling things out and explaining to him and showing him proof to things that I'm not. And then he keeps overhearing things. And from when we were married, I don't know if he remembers seeing his dad throwing things at me and locking me out of the house and making me walk home because I can't drive, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know how much he may remember of that. But then he does hear his dad yelling at me when it's pick up and drop off time. And then
Jennifer, do you have visitation?
He lives with me. He lives with me.
Okay,
I have custody of my son.
All right, good. I'm going to cut you off because I'm going to get cut off by a break here. Do you have the ability? How old is he, Jennifer?
He's 6.
Oh, he's just a little one. Okay. So whatever dad tells him, he's going to probably believe, right?
Right. He'll say, Daddy's mean. He's mean to you, Mommy.
Oh, well, that's good. Kid's got a little bit of an insight, even at age 6. That's nice to hear.
Exactly.
What I would focus on, Jennifer, is not so much trying to convince your little guy that Daddy was bad or that Daddy did bad things. Let that one go. Focus on, do you see Mommy doing those things? Does Mommy love you? Does Mommy hug and kiss you? Does Mommy put you in bed at night? All of the good things that you do, Jen, as his mom, are going to overwhelm his dad trying to convince him, boy, she's a terrible person. She's just awful. Because the little 6-year-old guy doesn't see that. He sees a warm, loving mother, and that day-to-day is what matters to him. Your ex-husband will lose power in trying to convince your little guy, especially as your little guy gets older and becomes more mature and can look at the whole situation and say, you know, my dad, he just says stuff, but I don't see any of that stuff he's talking about from my mom. That's what you put your hope on, and I think it'll probably bear out if you're a mother that little guy says, I can count on my mom. Thank you, Jennifer. This is Dr. Ray. I'll be right back.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
The EWTN home video highlight for November is A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing 2, The Gender Agenda.
For 2 centuries, the ideologues of socialism or communism have used deceptive word jugglery to rebrand themselves as liberals or progressives.
Order your DVD at EWTNRC.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or call 1-800-854-6316.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray Guarendi here. Well, because of COVID constrictions, we've been forced to get creative. We are going to tape some episodes of Living Right with Dr. Ray, the TV show on EWGN, on November 30th. But they're going to be virtual, which means you can be part of the audience. We're going to have 3 monitors up in the studio. I'll be in the studio. I can talk to you, and you can talk to me. You can talk to the guests. They can talk to you. This will be great. Now, we're going to do it on November 30th. The times that you have as options are 1:30, 4, and 6:30. November 30th, you go to drray.com/virtual today, because the numbers are going up fast. We'd love to have you. We got a limit of 60. drray.com/virtual to reserve your spot. We'll send you the information. Hope to see you. Good to have you with me. Let's get back to the phones quickly. Joel from Michigan has a comment. Hi, Joel.
What you said earlier about being grateful. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
I've suffered from bipolar disorder, so I'm used to depression. This year, 2020, has been awful for everyone. I haven't been in the hospital. I think I've got the isolation routine down. I have been pretty depressed, but, you know, the last few days, I'm able to say I'm glad I'm alive. And there are a lot of things I do have to be thankful for. And it's just, it's kind of nice. I mean, maybe it's mania starting again, but I don't know. It's a lot better than being depressed.
I like that. I like that, Joel. Very nice. I heard the phrase, you probably heard it. It is much harder to be depressed when you are grateful. That is true. Right. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful to hear it. If your bipolar is biochemically based, then it'll wax and wane. You know that. It comes and goes. If it is not biochemically based, then in fact it is based upon how you look at life and how you think life and how you behave in life, then you can go a long way in straightening out a lot of that. God bless you, Joel. Thank you for the call. Angel from Harrisburg, Ohio. We have to take call. We have to really much. There's rules here. You have to take people who are named Angel, Mary, any Saint City like St. Clair Shores, anything like that. You have to take it. So Angel got on here because of her beautiful name. Hi, Angel.
Hi, Doctor. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. You got these adult kids who just decide you are a terrible mother, right?
I have 4 and 3 say I'm great, and 1 says it was all horrible. Everything she says is so different.
Which one you going to believe?
All the other 3. Actually.
Yeah, that's right. You got a 3-to-1 vote here. You got an approval rating of 75%. Nobody has an approval rating of 75% except Elvis.
Thank you, Doctor. But how do I achieve a better relationship with her to make her understand that she's just as much loved as the other kids?
Well, the first thing you do, you anticipated me there, my dear. The first thing you do is you recognize that you may not be able to have a better relationship with her, because if she doesn't want to cooperate, not much you can do about it. However, the second thing you can do is you can quit trying to have a better relationship with her. Dr. Ray, what are you talking about? That's not a Christian response. Here's what I mean. Don't try to convince her that her perceptions were wrong and that she just didn't see it the way that it really happened. And don't try to say, you know, your brothers and sisters don't think that. Why do you think that? Don't do that. You know, if you've tried that, Angel, she's dug her heels in, hasn't she? That's right. So what I would say is just forget about how she sees you then and do what you can right now to be pleasant. And when you have contacts with her, don't defend your past. That's what I'm saying. Don't defend your past. Now, here's the other thing. My guess would be that this child, when she was younger, when she was in your home, was probably the toughest of the 4 to raise, was she not?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Exactly.
Which tells you there's something about her personality, something about the way she was put together, that she tended to see the very same things that you did, that the other kids loved, and she didn't. And that because she took more discipline or she took more supervision because she was more of a challenge, she immediately thought, I'm the black sheep of the family. I'm the one who gets mistreated. I'm the one who's not loved. You never accepted me. You never loved who I was, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right? You heard the same stuff over and over again. That's right. Here's one other thing. Is it safe to say that your daughter right now is maybe not living life too well? I mean, she's struggling.
Oh, no, she's very successful.
Oh, okay. But successful, successful, but I mean in terms of her own emotional peace.
Oh, that's it. Oh, yes, no. Okay. In terms of her own emotional, she has, she's been a very kind of sneaky person who's done a lot of things that nobody knows about. And it seems to be building up, and she's really upset about herself.
So, and, given all that, Angel, you just said the key line. She's upset about herself. Which means, in all likelihood, she's got to look somewhere to blame. And who's she going to blame? Well, you blame Mom. Of course. Mom's the one who screwed me up those first 20 years. That's what happened. It's not that I'm a miserable human being now. It's not that I'm unhappy now. It's not that I don't want to look at myself now. Well, it was Mom. Yeah, that's it. I feel better now. Of course, that happens all the time. I'm no psychologist or anything, but I've read psychology books.
You are amazing. I have never seen anybody come to such concise conclusions so quickly and help so many people. Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Thank you. You have a good Thanksgiving. All right.
I never miss your show. You're amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I never miss my show. Well, yes, I do. Just a lot of times. Okay. Thank you, dear. I'll talk to you. Well, I wish you all a very blessed Thanksgiving. To the degree that you're permitted to be with those you love, God help us. Enjoy them. Practice being grateful. It's like lifting weights, you know. You can handle more weight as you keep doing it. And as you keep being grateful, you'll find a lot more things to be grateful about that you never even realized. That's for sure. Walk with God and keep telling him thank you.
For information on Dr. Ray's presentations, books, and CDs, visit DRA.com and follow him on Facebook. The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.